In this bulletin, former Wagga Wagga MP Daryl Maguire due to give evidence at a corruption inquiry. A no confidence motion against Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews fails. And in the football, Cristiano Ronaldo tests positive for COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is expected to face a vote of no confidence in Parliament today after revelations about her relationship with former MP Daryl Maguire. The Independent Commission Against Corruption has accused Mr. Maguire of using public office to improperly access personal benefits. But Ms. Berejiklian has denied any knowledge of Mr. Maguire's dealings, despite being in a five-year relationship with him that ended in August. Mr. Maguire is due to give evidence to ICAC today. Meanwhile, a no-confidence motion against Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has failed. Late last night, the state's Legislative Assembly rejected the motion with 23 votes for and 44 against. Mr. Andrews was accused of bungling the state's hotel quarantine program, ignoring Defence Force support and imposing overly harsh restrictions. He's dismissed the motion, led by state opposition leader Michael O'Brien.
He and the cheap politics that he trades in is of no consequence when it comes to fighting this virus. His cheap politics is not a vaccine against this virus.
Meanwhile, residents of the regional Victorian city of Shepparton are being advised to get tested for COVID-19 if they feel unwell after three new cases were identified late yesterday. United States Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has declined to provide her opinions on key issues on the second day of her Senate confirmation hearing. The conservative judge repeatedly refused to answer questions on matters that could come before the court, including abortion, guns, health care, and LGBTIQ rights. U.S. President Donald Trump has asked the Senate to confirm Ms. Barrett before the November 3rd election, in which he's seeking a second term in office. Despite previously taking positions indicating she's pro-gun rights, anti-immigration, anti-abortion, and critical of the Obamacare health law, she insists she doesn't have a political agenda.
Part of the rationale for courts adhering to the rule of law and for judges taking great care to avoid imposing their policy preferences is that it's inconsistent with democracy. Nobody wants to live in accord with the law of Amy. I'm sure my children don't even want to do that. So I can't, as a judge, get up on the bench and say, you're going to live by my policy preferences because I have life tenure and you can't kick me out if you don't like them.
Ms. Barrett has also declined to say whether she would step aside from any election-related cases that reach the court. One man has died and two others were injured when part of a building collapsed at Perth's Curtin University. Two workers, including the 23-year-old victim, were on a fifth-floor roof while another man was on a scaffold structure beneath them when the incident occurred. Police and emergency crews are working to make the site safe so they can retrieve the body of the worker whose family has been notified. Police Commander Mike Bell says an investigation into the incident is ongoing.
No cause is known to us at this point in time, but we do have experts on the ground that will make it safe. It will involve specialist equipment such as crane equipment to make it safe before we can go inside.
One of the injured men is in a critical condition and will undergo surgery, while the other is in a stable condition. To football, star player Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for COVID-19. Portugal's Football Federation says the 35-year-old striker is doing well and isn't currently showing any symptoms of the virus. He's being isolated from other teammates and staff and will miss Portugal's game against Sweden in the Union of European Football Associations Nations League. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 31. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Hobart, becoming cloudy and 19. Canberra, cloudy, 20. Wollongong, possible showers and 20. Sydney, cloudy, 22. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 24. Brisbane, much the same, 27. Cairns, similar conditions and 30. Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.